Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And welcome to the Raw Preview. We are the Dudley Boys of What Culture. I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Michael Hamlet and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Oh! AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete. We'll make a quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick live on YouTube to preview Monday Night Raw. And sorry, do you mind just... There's a draft. Night two of the draft. Night one was spectacular, Hamlet. How did you follow that one?
Was goated.
Love night on me.
It was terrible. Like, no, it wasn't terrible.
It was just administrative.
It was bad. It was bad.
That's what I want from my escape.
Nia Jax arrived on SmackDown. It cannot be bad if that happens.
Sidge, I put it across on the SmackDown
review.
Sounds
as if she wasn't on Raw. You can watch her whenever you like.
No, it's better on SmackDown.
I love on a show when there is something, especially if it's aesthetically pleasing, that is a diversion away from a wrestling match. Podiums, returning legends holding gold envelopes. Like, right up my street, right? It's like, well, you've already just improved on the wrestling show because you've just lifted a mid-card match. I don't have to bother my arse with it. SmackDown was bad. Like, this draft was poor.
Disagree.
SEO, time of year of other sporting drafts. Yeah, I guess exactly. I get why it's happening. Like, last week's Raw was an advert for why a shake-up was a good thing. It's like, I've seen almost all of these pairings. I'm ready for some change. The roster is full of people I want to watch, but I just like to see them interact with other characters. And then it was just felt a bit bleak on SmackDown, just thinking, oh, there's all these wrestlers bar four staying put. Cody Rhodes being confirmed as a SmackDown wrestler when the 3 hours of Mondays desperately needs him. It's made us more nervous about who Raw might lose than anticipate who they might gain. There's been promises made apparently of like bigger swings in the draft. There's going to be more shocks than they were delivered on Friday, but like, you're starting off from the lowest bar to clear there.
What do you make of the draft so far?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, well, what's happened? Nothing. Virtually nothing.
Well, we have got big business on Monday Night Raw now. Probably wrestling before the other one as well. Kiana James drafted to Raw. Do you reckon she'll make an appearance? I hope she does. I'm really happy for her, genuinely.
I'm buzzed for Kiana James.
She's going to get 6 heatless minutes with... who's the babyface who isn't over on that women's division?
Oh, God, there's loads of them. Tegan Knox, let's go with.
6 heatless minutes with Tegan Knox.
You better believe it. I can't wait. I'm excited for the NXT call-ups right now because I do honestly feel
why?
A parental pride over every single one of them, no matter how poor they are as wrestlers, and some of them are. I've loved watching the, in inverted commas, character development. Kiana James is a perfect example. She's been involved in at least 2 stories that I've had so much fun with. Mm. And there's probably more. There's the Brooks Jensen romance angle. And then there's Gigi Dolin and the Tin of Pain.
She can lay it in as well and move and bump.
And now with no Kiana James on NXT, maybe those crazy kids can get it together, Sidge.
But she was the obstacle.
No more barriers to love.
Hi to everyone in the chat, by the way. I'll try and get through your questions as much as possible.
Like to see people, mate. Very gregarious.
OG Stem Cell. Thank you as always for joining us. Dr. Fed's version of Dr. Feel Good by Motley Crue would go crazy for a Wrestle Culture wobble. I'll take that under advisement. What big
How
names?
How does it go again? Dr. Feel Good? I mean, I've heard it a million times.
I don't know. I'm not a Motley Crue guy. Couldn't tell you.
More of a home seat home when it comes to Motley Crue.
Pass. Yeah.
No, I'm a dreamer.
They worked a role that time to create the reason for Tess's character to
run
exist.
Away high,
his Motley Crue's
so I wouldn't come home low. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Home, sweet home. Absolutely go at home, sweet home.
Tommy
what does Dr. The Feelgood go like? Wilborn, check it out.
Is Tommy Lee the drummer of Motley Crue?
Yes.
Right.
And he was in a...
It's time to play the game!
Chat, if you can answer this question, I'll be very impressed, but don't you...
Mm-hmm. I'll not look.
You can... Don't you look either, right? Chat, guys, fellow Dadleys. What was the name of Tommy Lee's...
Honeymoon tape.
Rap, metal, new metal adjacent, cock rock's finished, I need to stay relevant group. I don't think I've heard a single song of theirs, but as a Kerrang! Magazine buyer between, what, 1999 and before I decided to get the NME,
yeah,
they were, like, in it. You know how, like, basically every 70s rock star was like, I'm going to have to play a synthesizer in the 80s yeah. here to stay in the charts. There was Machine Head had a new metal album. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the, like, mainstay metal acts went a bit new metal.
Oh, God, we need a DJ.
Yeah. Tommy Lee had a new metal slash rap metal-y side project named...
Couldn't even hazard a guess.
You couldn't?
Nah.
Give you a clue. If there was one more bit of alliteration, I would have hated it. What's the magic number?
2.
Correct.
Is anything to do with his massive knob? He's got a big knob, hasn't he?
Yeah. Talking knob as well in the TV series.
Okay.
Talking Todger.
Nope.
Ooh. Willy nilly.
No, because that's not even one bit of alliteration. You
I just rhymed, yeah. That's my favourite when it rhymes.
What do you like?
It could be a tag team.
Techno Team 2000. Oh, no, Techno Team.
No, it could be, not is.
Beverly Brothers.
Who was first to get it in the chat? They'll get a shout out from me. He's not using the game. Yeah. It never began.
Oh, Retro J just writes big business in the chat. Hi to
Jules.
Methods of Mayhem.
Correct.
Methods
of Mayhem.
John Catter, Aditya Krishnamurthy, Arthur Ewell Jr., and Zhao Sexas. Sorry if I've butchered
yeah, your have, name there. You have. We apologise for that.
And hi to Mark Lee Willis, who points out, yes, Joe Hendry is currently number one on iTunes today.
Go congratulations to Joe Hendry, officially bigger than Tommy Lee. I don't know, but apparently he is.
But OG Stemcell actually asked a question.
Oh, okay.
What big names do you think are switching shows tonight?
Switching shows? Well, none, hopefully, because Raw needs Drew. Raw needs CM Punk. And that's all the big names. So that's all
Gunther?
We've got.
Gunther goes to Raw needs
Gunther. Could they could.
I think Imperium are going to SmackDown now. I think Giovanni Vinci stays on Raw to just be mint.
I was going to say you need the Intercontinental title. How synonymous Gunther was with it, that I forgot he dropped the freaking thing.
They could trade the secondary champions. Sammy and Logan Paul.
They can't.
Oh, they can't be drafted. I hate this draft.
You've been explaining these rules on Friday. You still got confused.
The rules make it less fun.
No, but I think what's going to happen tonight is Logan Paul's on this show.
All right, my children.
Logan Paul's on this show, which means it's going to be goated. Right. He's probably going to announce a new flavor of Prime or something. It's delicious. Feed it to your children. I think he's going to come out. Billy Big Bollocks. I'm the United States champion. I'm the best.
That's three.
I don't have to be like on this show anymore. Ugh, Raw. Ugh. And then I think Gunther's going
to... What's that, brother?
Going to confront him. And he's going to be like, thank goodness Gunther's on Raw. He's been drafted to SmackDown. Not saying he's going to fight him immediately.
Again, I just miss, like, Raw's 3 hours.
There's your Bash in Berlin match, Logan Paul versus Gunther.
There's a million quality Bash in Berlin matches. I was thinking about Gunther versus Ilya Dragunov as the fact that, like, they've both generated critical acclaim from the nerdiest of losers on Cage Match, and now they're going to have this, like, enormous WWE PLE spectacle match, best of both worlds type thing, from the WXW roots to the BT Sports Studio to that. Could be absolutely, like, Gunther, I don't think they can go wrong with Gunther on that show, but I would just miss him on Raw.
Couldn't even get Gunther wrong on NXT UK. That's how good
this
he is.
This is true.
That's how good he is.
Since we realise that now there's been two different YouTubers in the Prime bottle, it can become like a bit. There's a different one. Who's Logan Paul befriended to dress in the Prime bottle? And we cracked, like, what's going to be one of the biggest reveals. There's going to be a new, like, grape flavour, maybe like a purple and black flavoured bottle. So who's going to be, which YouTuber is going to be in the purple and black bottle? Thing comes off. Mr. Dab Man. Because he's framed you doing his YouTube face. Oh my God, I'm Prime.
Oh my God, I'm a bottle of Prime.
Whatever you got to do to stay right. I used to be a bottle of Jack in my day.
Now Prime.
Didn't have the time to pull your face off it because you drank it all. Otherwise, I made you cry. Drink it, miss.
Drink it, Miss Zane. And what is that, French?
On the rocks, what is your problem?
We're doing backlash now. The game's gone after. France.
I suppose Dragunov.
Finish of every match, everybody's a coward or something. The hell happened to this goddamn company? Ever since Dwayne took over, I thought my choke slam of Mania made a point. Guess I was wrong.
Guess I'll have to do it again. Where's that, France?
No, from the UK, they let you get a France by train. That's a problem over there. Can't get to France by train from the good old United States of America. Train goes under the sea. That's how I could get the back jump on the sharks.
Kick their ass.
Mr. Phoenix says, I'll be catching up on the pod later. I'm on a forklift right now. But are we in a, are we in a fever dream? The Rock gives Drew a sword. Ziggler is the AAA champion. Kenny put over Roman and Darby got hit by a bus.
That's funny. I'm having a bad day with the Fed. Right. Murray.
I'm having a good day.
Murray told me today and I had no idea. Drew's just signed. That's good. That was a good bit of intrigue that you've just killed. Thanks very much. So the
you think
Rock,
Dwayne is not aware of anything and just doesn't realise.
He's done it again, hasn't he, with the Cody thing, but it's like we can't pivot back from that. There's a summer's worth of intrigue. Like, even though we knew he was going to sign, obviously,
1% of doubt.
Yeah, that was all you needed to make it a fun little sort of homage to the Punk thing. All nicely set up. It's gone now because Rock wanted to post on Instagram that he bought him a sword. Thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, your Rock is back. This is not my Rock. That's what it was.
We projected this onto the storyline. Maybe it was never the plan.
Maybe. Well, it should have been the plan. It was a good plan. Good projection.
Thinking no better than the business boy. Marks.
Also, how is a Dynamite or Collision with a Rampage attached any better than a 3-hour Raw?
I think this is
a weird criticism to make. If you hate 3-hour Raw so much, why are you such a mark for the Fed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of got you there, actually. Answer that. Answer it in the comments below. It's different because
it's a bit like WWE, this, which I also really like. I like it both, then. Fun.
It's not a good message at its core, but they are telling you that if you're sticking around, it's just Rampage, and the hardcores will get their Rampage. They'll probably increase the Rampage number.
I'm personally concerned.
You're concerned by it?
That
setting a precedent.
Yeah, it's your God-given duty to avoid the 3rd hour whenever it happens.
Because it is happening, isn't it? They're testing this out as a way to make it permanent, and I think Rampage's numbers will go up a little bit, but I think the hardcore base might 1 week be sold on a Rampage because there's something happening at the end of the Dynamite that's going to overlap into it. But they're telling you that it's not as important.
That's the way these friggers get away with it. I was going to say the other F word, but I thought, you know, monetization. These friggers. So these get away with it, where they basically
didn't swear earlier on in the podcast.
They'll test the waters,
yeah,
and they'll break the seal of that original. Like, you never feel the same things again. Life just, you get older and then you get more miserable and then you die. But if you apply that concept to everything else, it's like the first cut is the deepest, and then it's like, ah, you've done it now, who cares?
Yeah,
that's how they get away with it.
Dragunov onto the main roster. Where would you want to see him? Raw, SmackDown?
Raw.
Yeah?
Raw, definitely. SmackDown's got enough for that 2 hours a week, considering that they'll have a Cody promo most weeks if they want it. The Bloodline stuff, I think, is going to be pretty good going forward. There's a Dragunov match a week, and then he's really charmed me on NXT. I did not want to look at him, quite frankly, and the matches and that weird character he plays, which is uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to be stuck in a lift with it. I wouldn't want to go for a pint with it. It does fit. Does fit within the rules of WWE's universe, and I think it'll work on both.
Fit into the NXT universe because he was the gatekeeper who made all the very green, and they are obviously going to be green. It's not up for debate, and it's not a criticism either. They're going to be green. Dragunov was the guy who made so many of them look awesome. So he'll be missed very much, I think, on NXT. So I don't think it quite applies to Raw. But, and I don't want to wade into this discourse because I kind of hate it, but Dragunov is going to have to get over on the strength of his in-ring performances, and he will get more match time on Raw. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, as much as I'm pretty bored of long matches for the sake of it, Dragunov is in that echelon of you can make long matches work, so bloody go for it.
He's got the sort of stuff as well, even if they're quiet to begin with. He's an easy one to stick with because very quickly his signature spots will get over.
We saw it in the building in the Wells Fargo on Raw. Like, the people next to us had their arms folded. Go on, impress me.
Yeah.
And towards the finish, he was getting those reactions.
And that's the start, isn't it? Once people that's know how a wrestler, to wait for that.
I mean, that's how a wrestler who's great at wrestling will get over by wrestling matches. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, once you get to see him, you realize, in his own words, that he is
very entertaining.
We'll play a game drafting some more NXT wrestlers in a short while, as well as the Raw Riddle coming your way a little bit later on. Just looking on the...
Shout out to whoever gets it first in the chat. Actually, no, because we cannot reveal the answer.
I'll note it down and give him a shout out tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Just looking on the Wikipedia for the draft night two, Braun Strowman's listed on there. Do you think he could make a surprise return tonight? Technically, right now, he's on Raw, according to this, at least.
Yes, because...
I thought he was with Ricochet?
Well,
he's... Smackers?
Ricochet is still on Raw. Right, isn't it? So
did he get drafted last year and I forgot?
Aye. So, like... But if Braun comes back, I want to get that team back together straight away. The Ricochet singles push started and ended with the Logan Paul match. So, hoy them back together. It was feeling right.
It'd be good against A-Town, Dan, and now we're not getting the Wolf Dogs.
Be good against everybody. Yeah. Honestly, there are benefits to that division, absolutely.
They have a kind of weird symbiotic relationship where Ricochet needs someone to get over.
Yeah. And Braun's, like, the human train is a good hot tag. Who'd have thought that?
Yeah.
It does work.
This is, of course, the go-home show ahead of Backlash France.
Rob Braun and Ricochet versus the Graveyard Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A bump for a big guy. Ain't doing a goddamn thing for him.
What are the Creeds doing?
Ricochet. What is that, French?
I'm thinking Creed versus Graveyard Dogs. Put the Undertaker down. God, flinging his big ass at one on the other one's shoulders. It's all changed around here.
It is the go-home show ahead of Backlash France, of course.
Yeah.
Only one match currently booked from Raw on that show.
Backlash in French.
I learnt this and I've forgotten it already.
Contre-coup. Contre-coup.
Good.
They're going to add Sami Zayn versus Bronson Reed.
Yes. It's already on the card, isn't it?
Is it already on the card, is it?
Or maybe it was like one of those... like, really, you know, like when you see people make match graphics, and it's like, I don't know, Karrion Kross versus the Dead Man.
I was gonna say, it's supposed to be dream matches, aren't
they? I was gonna say, this is like, you know, classic Simpsons where Bart Simpson's like fantasies of his older life were like really grim, That's the match graphic fantasy version of that.
Alan Partridge doing like a long
Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn,
a long form bit, and then halfway through the bit, he starts having an argument with himself. It's happening. It's like this Backlash card.
Is poor.
Has got a bunch of very predictable title matches and now what else?
Mm-hmm.
They've
got the Bloodline match I'm looking forward to.
Aye, that's the extra. I was surprised they're putting that on now, and I do really like... I mean, I'm kind of into this new Bloodline. I really like Owens and Randy Orton as a team, so I don't mind that. And what, Jade and Bianca winning the tag belts? It's going to be nice to see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be great for the hot crowd. Looking forward to the look of the SmackDown and the look of Backlash and how hot it all is. But it's a fairly run-of-the-mill show. To your point, actually, you said Elimination Chamber was fairly predictable and it was still good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Although, I suppose they could set up, with Logan Paul being on the show, they could set up a surprise title match for him. What do you see Logan doing on the show tonight?
I forgot he was on it, actually. Because I associate him with SmackDown.
Different world now. It's a draft.
It's all changed. Since this draft came along.
See where they are tonight, quickly.
Oh, yeah. That might help.
Why?
Because he might have some sort of localised heat with the area. Or if they're in Cleveland, that's his hometown, isn't it?
It is.
A home state. If it's Ohio, I don't know. I ain't got nothing for Logan Paul. I ain't got nothing for him. Like,
he turns up. I don't like his television builds aren't particularly great. He just turns up and wows you all over again with how precocious a talent he is.
It's getting a bit. Jesus. What is it?
I've just seen Backlash has sold 12,500 tickets.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the Heritage Wank Center on Friday night. Struggling to find where they are for.
Struggling to think of something to rhyme.
Oh, he's known the location for 5 minutes. He just needs a pun.
Because Raz Tix is all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Paul.
I'll keep looking.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Logan Paul is. We're past the point where it's like, what a surprise package this guy is. But he's really good and a cheating heel. I don't know what exactly they're selling me with Logan Paul anymore.
Just pick a baby face and we'll move on to the next question.
Who have they got? Like,
honestly, right, it's already started. And I've made this point in an article, but not in podcast form, right? It's already started. The first ripples of a contra coup of Cody Rhodes as the Bloodline stands who are trying to manifest it and it isn't happening.
That's nonsense.
And there's some good faith of, yep, when's it going to get great, this title reign? And let's cool our jets. He's had it for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, these things do tend to happen. If you want to insulate Cody Rhodes from a backlash... We were in the stands at WrestleMania, incredibly privileged to be there. There were people who didn't like Cody. There were people who didn't like Becky Lynch. There was a contrarian element in pockets throughout. Mm. There was not a single person that I could hear who even vaguely liked Logan Paul. The guy is just, apart from this idiot, thinks he's a goat.
Let's go.
He is the one, I think, for Cody. I think he needs to drop that US title and fail upwards.
Yeah.
Which I'm never really an advocate for in terms of booking, but it's the Fed. I have no expectations.
SummerSlam.
In Cleveland.
Logan Paul is the guy who people just do not like, even when they want to be contrarian. Mm. Like, just no one liked him. He was great. Got the best face to be a heel. Mm. I think Cody versus Logan Paul at some point should be the direction. Therefore, he should stay on SmackDown.
I think he's going to win Money in the Bank. Probably. All right. And then call his shot potentially for SummerSlam. If not Sami Zayn, obviously I always keep booking Sami Zayn to win.
Zayn has never needed it less.
Yeah.
At this time of year as well. I think Logan Paul's a good shout for that. Yeah.
Thanks to Brian Vedig.
Oh,
in the chat.
Thanks, Brian.
They're in the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City tonight.
Good head.
Sorry.
Good head Cairns and AS.
And AS.
I don't know. I don't automatically think of a wrestler. Oh, Kansas wrestlers. Or wrestlers from Kansas City.
It's Randy Orton. He's a Kansas guy, isn't he? I think.
Is he?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Sure he's bland.
What do you think is next for Becky Lynch now? Does she defend the title at Backlash as well? Do you do the Liv Morgan stuff straight out the gate or no?
No, I don't think she's needed for Backlash. It's going to be 6 matches if they had the Sami Zayn one, and that's about the length of these mm-hmm. Triple H B shows. I like Becky Lynch winning the title, earnestly. I think it was, again, Liv Morgan winning it in a Battle Royal would have at least got you to where that character needs to get to. But you could sense a little bit of pushback on Becky Lynch winning for the first time, and not just because Liv Morgan's got a crazed stan portion of her audience. There was just less of that when she went into the crowd to get that specific kind of wrestling celebration where people are just overjoyed that the star is even near you. There was a few people that were already a little bit over it, and it did feel a bit
caretaker manager
kind of. Was it when Dean Ambrose had had the US title forever and ever and ever, and then Sheamus as a babyface won it in a battle royal? And there was a bit of a sense of injustice against the heel Dean Ambrose that this guy just coming and taking it in a situation that was leveraged against him. That's Becky Lynch here, isn't it, really? She's lost to the champion when it actually counted and has just got it anyway.
Yeah,
that's Liv Morgan's argument. She's like, well, hang on. Like, I haven't even got my proper singles match and you've just waltzed in and taken it. There's the story. I just think it's probably, it stretches beyond Backlash, I would say.
I got excited for a split second because I saw Baron Corbin. It's from Kansas. But Kansas City is obviously not in Kansas. It's in Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. Right, so, okay.
But you're right. Randy Orton is from now around these parts.
I love how that's such a deep trivia pull. It's like he's one of the most decorated stars in WWE history. Yeah. No one cares where he's from.
I've heard his introduction like that time for 22 years. I might have picked up where he's from.
So it's fast forward. I made a cup of tea or something.
Know where he's from. Loves a headlock. Cummy handshake. And that's Randy Orton.
Aditya Krishnamurthy says in the chat, rehab segments with Liv Morgan helping Dom recover.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Yes. The most excited I've been for Monday Night Raw is not like the romance, the potential budding romance between Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio. Bang into it.
Yeah. We've got the Judgment Day in action tonight, or what's left of them at least. Damian Priest, JD McDonagh, and Finn Balor taking on Jey Uso, Andrade, and Ricochet.
Hot moves.
Yeah, ish.
I could see
the Judgment Day getting drafted, you know, because Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley are out of
support,
so it's just those three, isn't it? I could see them getting drafted.
Wouldn't pay it off, you don't think?
Like,
they kind of maybe did last week.
And they still can. Damian Priest's going to return against Jey Uso. Champions can go wherever they want. Is that right? Like, what are the rules?
It's so irritating that you don't know the rules. When the rules aren't explained adequately.
This is it. The rules aren't clear, Sage. They've got that Finn Balor thing, haven't they? Finn wants to win the tag belts back. Who are the babyface they're fighting here? Andrade,
Ricochet, and Jey Uso.
Judgment Day win then.
Well, no, because Jey Uso's going to beat JD McDonagh, and then people are going to go, oh my God, holy. Do you know what this means? This means Jey Uso's going to win a Backlash.
Yeet, 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 yeet. Love that. It's all I needed. Thanks, Sitch.
You're all right.
I mean, it's back. The power is back for a bit.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stresses. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Let's get some questions from the chat. Shout out to Steve Nicolakopoulos, aka Edward Shiraz Hands. G'day, handsome gents. If you could draft a female and a male wrestler in for one PLE cycle from another company, who would you draft and who'd they face? Time for the dream match of Kenny versus Sticks. Love it.
Very good.
The answer to a lot of wrestling questions is Kenny Omega.
Sure is.
Well, not this week, of course. If you gave me to pick the opportunity to pick anyone from the AEW roster.
You actually want to... What?
If I could pick anyone from AEW right now coming over to WWE. No thank you, Kenny Omega. No thank you, Will Ospreay. No thank you...
Bryan Danielson.
Even if he's fit right now. No thank you, MJF. Because there's one guy that me and Sid are falling in love with.
And it is the Beast
Mortos.
We're doing the powerhouse modulation voice.
Mortos.
Yeah. For me, I never want to see it because I do believe you cannot blunt this guy's blade and he would see it on Raw. I want to see Kenny Omega in a WWE ring once just to see what it would look like, what to see what reaction he would get. Who would he... Kenny Omega versus Gunther. Danielson versus Gunther, I think, are more stylistically compatible. I think that realistically would be the better match. But Kenny versus Gunther, imagine the acceleration of the V trigger just going up for the leap, the pumping element of it, and then chopped to death.
I'd take Kenny as well, and I don't even care if he's currently not fit. I'd take today Kenny Omega versus today CM Punk because the things they do with their goddamn minds when they couldn't with their bodies would still be good and better than half the stuff that's on TV every week.
Yeah.
So I would take Kenny there. Women's division, probably Mercedes Moné to challenge SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley for me.
I don't know. I really don't know. Who's trying to... I always like to think of a contrast. It's been my new bugbear of late. It's not enough contrasts in terms of, you've got a completely different character to this person. You'd have a natural hostility towards one another. Where is that in the women's division? And I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'll go Riho versus Nia Jax, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Absolutely go for that.
Strong stuff.
I would be praying for Riho's well-being, even though, to her immense credit, I think Nia Jax has done a really good job of shedding that reputation, which was earned and deserved at the time.
Yeah.
She hasn't really looked reckless. Obviously, there's been no reports of her being stiff, even if no one's actually gone on the injury list. That said, stigmas are really hard to shake across wrestling and indeed in everything. I would watch that with my the cliche of the fingers over the eyes. That's a great shout. So much so, in fact, Adam Wilborn.
Hey, just call me Butter, baby. I'm on a roll.
You are. If you could take a gimmick included, and they've done that a bit more with AEW signings of late, considering that she's just not been used that long that you could almost forget about her and what a massive star she was. Britt Baker, wholesale in the WWE, with that, pretty much with that character and rolled out. She's proven that she could be a TV wrestling star. The matches, I don't know, truthfully, but I wouldn't mind seeing that character presented pretty much the same way, but just in
it wouldn't be the same way. They don't have the imagination to do half the comedy.
Well, yeah. Get that dentist office match.
Like that bit where she actually brought in the sandbag.
Yeah.
Because how do you defend against a thunderstorm? That's AEW, and that's not what WWE can do, I'm sorry.
Some interesting
role model stuff in the wheelchair, though. That was pretty good.
Pretty broad, so yes, it would work.
Thank you to Steve, by the way. He said 11 out of 10 Australian accent, no notes. Also in the chat, Aracor suggested Thunder Rosa versus Asuka, which is an interesting suggestion. And DJ Rando from
the match graphic alone would look tits. Yeah.
DJ Rando from Tampa Bay says the Beast Mortos versus El Torito. So, what to think about there?
it'd be better than the Rey Fénix match. And that was good, but the El Torito one, the bumping for that being insane.
It would be pretty good.
I love the teeth on that mask. Teeth in the ring through the nose.
Like a boar.
I like
so
that.
So good.
And that dive thing he did, where he kind of only started it when he was already halfway through the ropes.
Yes. He's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
He's the best. Is there a better first impressions wrestler than the Beast Mortos? Where you just look at him and think.
Say it now.
Belt.
Yeah.
See, it's like, put a belt on him.
We were booking it. We were booking
I'll
to
get
fight
the action
Swerve
figure.
Nothing, basically.
I'm not being funny, right? If I took my kids to, the toy rack at, the toy store, by him.
Yeah.
Who's that, Dad? Well, actually, son, that's the Beast Mortos.
Who's your favourite wrestler? The one with the bull face on it?
Yeah. It was a boar.
Glenn Chapman, by the way.
Lucha boar.
Very good.
Nice.
Not very good. It's just a pun.
All right. The Lucia Bore. Kane was born in Spain.
Yes, this is true. He was.
B-O-R-E.
Speaking of Glenn's, Glenn Chapman says, following on from the exciting announcement of the Stacks and Tony D figs for Wilborn the other week, has Dr. Fed seen the ringside exclusive AEW Jeff Jarrett that's up for pre-order?
No.
Majestic.
Oh my God. Jeff Jarrett, there's a weird thing with Jeff Jarrett where he's been very unlucky in the figure world. He's, because of his kind of
lack of drawing power.
No, Sage. Because he's such a smart and shrewd businessman, he tends tends to leave companies at just the right time for Jeff Jarrett, right? And as a result, he missed out on the last wave of Hasbro.
He jumped from the WWF to WCW in 1999.
He did, and he won four world titles. He just, he just didn't really get an action figure because by then WCW was kind of in the trash, right? Oh my God, look at that. I like you get a happy face in series. Look at the red guitar with the red jacket.
Someone's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
It's someone's birthday tomorrow.
Speaking of which, I will not
be buying him a present.
Matt Rain says, happy Monday, brothers, and an early happy birthday to my dear friend of just over 3 weeks.
Thank you, Matt. I love this new start.
Hope you have the best day tomorrow. More Looney Tunes on podcast, please. Tweety Bird, more like Twatty Bird.
I feel removed from this. Is there some rubbish you do on the SmackDown?
I don't even know. What's this in relation
to? From Wrestle Culture, we were doing... Looney Tunes?
I can't remember.
Sounds great.
Is it something from one of your quizzes?
Probably, yeah.
One of your quizzes.
Like a joke answer.
One of your little quizzes, Adam.
I feel like we were trying to come up with like a knob gag around Wile E. Coyote for some reason.
No, that was good. I was there.
What was that? I can't remember what that was for. Like, where did that spin off from?
I'll never remember that in a million years.
Who's last year?
Got more bits. More twice. See, that's a neat bit.
That's the thing now.
Cowshick, thank you for your question. Says, be nice. Feel the WWE boom is top heavy. The stories and promos with top guys have substance and are compelling, but the rest skippable. Is Triple H the booker of January to April?
Yes, but only because I feel like Tony Khan dropped the ball a little bit and Triple H held on long enough to get through WrestleMania and WWE be totally gutted.
Intercontinental title picture alone, for me, it's Levesque so far. That's the most I've been like properly wrong-footed in the best way.
I think the Mania build broadly owned, Mania delivered, like all the big payoffs you wanted. I'd kind of already forgotten, but how impressive that Gunther to Sammy with Gable stuff has been. So yeah, it's still Tony Khan's year to take away now, I think. Like I still think like a couple of huge angles in the summer and like a good build in Wembley especially. I think it's his year. I don't know. I got some worries about the Fed guys.
Weekly TV post WrestleMania has been. He's actually annoyed. Look, he's visibly annoyed.
You said it's going to be the season now after WrestleMania. It's been great. Chill out. Be positive. Come on.
Chill out.
You're champions, man. Dilly ding, dilly dong.
WWE's weekly TV after WrestleMania has been pretty it's been really uninspiring.
Disagree, but I'm gonna hold fire on whether or not he's the booker of January to April because tomorrow, which is still April if I'm not mistaken, we got night two of Spring Break and dude.
I know you're being facetious.
Just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get
shut up,
spit right out of them and you just drop in. And
right. Is this still good?
And then after that, he's dropping, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted, no, like
so
that.
Pitted.
I don't think, other than Cody, obviously, but like, we all have a laugh at Shawn Michaels. He's an idiot. The show's bad. It's just really fake. The job he's done with Trick Williams this year, in terms of like, what your numbers look like to where they should be, what you've built, what you've got your fan base really into, Shawn Michaels and Trick Williams, it's a really good collab.
Mm-hmm.
Oration.
There was...
I instantly reminded myself, you're 38.
There was merch and dice at Stand and Deliver for so many guys. I thought, I could see that T-shirt in a crowd. It wasn't just like the Chase U one that like other people were wearing. People had gone to Stand and Deliver in full support of that roster. It wasn't just, WrestleMania's over the road later on.
Yeah.
Like you could see the merch for all these wrestlers, these characters, to have, again, a I say a small audience, a niche audience, but enough that day to like pretty much fill that building. People do care.
They're on the USA Network.
It's strange. But it's still NXT. You watch it, and I love it, and yet I'm surprised that people actually care about it.
Yeah, me too. Like,
and I enjoy watching it, and I'm still thinking, yeah, but you don't feel deeply for these characters enough to invest in them. And they buy the shirts. And you're like, well, I guess you do.
Thank you to Mr. Twilly, who just throws some change for some Mountain Dew in the chat. Thank you very much for that.
I always appreciate that.
Just Darrell says, I've sat on this one for a minute. While the Bloodline story isn't finished, Roman's reign is. What is the single best moment of the Bloodline? Cheers, goats. Cheers, Darrell.
You go first. I've got mine. Do you want me to go for?
I would say it's I don't give a damn what the Tribal Chief says and everything that followed that. There's hard zoom into Roman's face, Sammy breaking, Jay and Roman all in that one segment. There was that run of probably four or five of those SmackDown in-ring segments, and that was my favourite. And I remember at the time that had happened on a Friday on SmackDown, and then the Saturday and Sunday would be people catching up, and a lot of people just predisposed to not like anything about WWE, and it was kind of like mid-2022 as well. So there wasn't even like necessarily loads of evidence of change, just a bit if you were watching kind of religiously like we do. And people were saying, all right, yeah, I did tune in for that. And it was unbelievable stuff. Like, so watchable. Everybody was great in their roles. And that one specific segment for me, because I loved that moment of catharsis for Jey Uso before it all went silly, but they were having a nice time.
Tits up! For me, right, there's a very stylized quality to all of the professional wrestling that I tend to consume within the scope of my coverage. And there's a certain tone, I guess, that's missing. And from heels, I know like the cadence of everyone is just very stylized and produced. And it's something I've struggled with WWE specifically for years. Like, no one feels like a nasty, mean bastard anymore. And I don't really feel true, like, hatred towards the heels. My favorite Bloodline moment is when it was a bait and switch, but he's got a glimpse of what a really horrible arsehole Roman Reigns was. And it's when, like, got a t-shirt off him. Mm. Like, just like Sami Zayn, by being, like, clothing removed from him, looking really frightened. Like, he just looked so vulnerable. Mm. He couldn't help but be really sympathetic towards him. Like, Roman just looked like an arsehole, like, debasing this guy. I just felt something deeply for Sami Zayn in that moment. I thought it was orchestrated perfectly.
Couldn't have given him the new t-shirt in a nice way. He wanted to reduce him first before he gave it. It wasn't just to surprise us.
And that incited the best run of the Bloodlines thing. But the feeling I had was, he looks like an arsehole. You're making him look so bad here. But like in the best way, because I just wanted to get behind Sammy. I thought that was so well measured.
It's all Sammy stuff, isn't it? Like, I love I love those moments. The trial of Sami Zayn.
Oh my god!
The post, the Rumble. Yeah.
Jay reaching him out of shot. Sammy.
Yeah. You who's stopping this?
I will say, extending past that, the Usos pinning Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank.
And I'll say
White hot.
I'll say Roman Reigns pinning Cody Rhodes in the main event of WrestleMania 39 because it was completely justified. John Catter says, Sidge mentioned how the Bucks might try to take over booking on Dynamite as TK's injured, but could that be Kenny's role? He steps in to stop them.
Well, I don't want to be this...
The Ken role manager.
Oh my God.
I agree, it is worthy of that.
Should we just step on our dicks for the preview, because they've been very nice enough to engage with us and ask us a question. I think separately and together, myself, Andy Murray, and Michael Hamflett have both realised, even if you don't like the way that they tell stories or think it's a little bit too cute, you cannot deny the level of thought that the Elite put into things. It was very notable to us when we connected the dots that, all right, okay, Jack Perry didn't punch Tony Khan in the face or didn't wait for him to turn around and then forearm to the back. He punched Tony Khan in the gut. Who has had problems with his guts recently? Kenny Omega. I think that's a bit of a foreshadowing to Kenny Omega's fate on Dynamite this week, because I feel like he's very candid on these streams. Didn't really think he was going to be involved because he's not in any condition to be involved. This feels like he's in Winnipeg, daft not to use the hometown guy when you've got a heel unit that wants, every heel unit wants heat, but like they are going to be the top prospect, the top act on the show. Have Jack Perry punch Kenny Omega in the gut, much like he did with Tony Khan, as foreshadowed, in Winnipeg. And instantly, Jack Perry versus Kenny Omega just feels pretty damn big when Kenny Omega, God willing, is able to return.
They have the potential to deliver. I mean, I don't mind if they do go massively overboard with it for the heat as well, but they have the potential to have Jack Perry do that and the Young Bucks and Okada do nothing physically.
Okada and Kenny in a ring.
Those specific,
it's going to be goated enough.
Imagine them in a trios match at Wembley as well, you know.
The tease of them...
They'll wrestle it all out, but we'll get to see the trios match.
The tease of
I know, it's funny because it's true.
Because it makes you really sad. Yeah, them could nearly physically interact, but then they decide they don't need to. The damage is done. Nice one, Jack, you got him. And we've just there's that moment where it's like, Carter's going to pick him up and Rainmaker, they're going to do the EVP. And those specific characters physically...
Hang my page in the tunnel again.
That's goated. I'd love it. Yeah. Honestly, I don't need Kenny Omega as an authority figure. I don't need any
Tony authority figure.
As an authority figure. Yeah. No, it's like...
Jack Khan?
But you want Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce to be one.
Works in WWE. Doesn't work so well in AEW.
Well, there's more than just two. There's one more. And her name's Ava. She hasn't got a surname. She's the rock star and the general manager of NXT. But remind me, I've got to do the NXT draft in a minute.
AEW's lasted 5 years without one. I don't want that to change just because WWE have kind of finally made it work within their own rules.
It would be a funny skit if, before he gets written out, Kenny Omega believes he has to be the EVP
responsible EVP.
After saying on the stream, I shouldn't be one. For shoot. He's like, well, because he's quite awkward sometimes. I love him, but he's quite awkward sometimes in these verbal segments of him going, right, okay, well, off the top of my head, he's a great card of action we could have. And like him just doing this bit could be goated.
You know, it'd be lovely. It's a callback for the sort of elite sickos. He's there with Alex Marvez because it's always Alex Marvez. He's doing an interview. He's like, Kenny, it's great to have you back. What are you going to say?
You're the boss now, Kenny.
What are you going to say to the people? You're the boss. Like, I'll explain my actions in the ring. He walks in his own team.
Sailor Emin says, very excited for when Rhea Ripley returns and Liv Morgan has her title and her man and we get Dominic Mysterio on a bowl match. Wouldn't rule it out.
On a poll aside, but that's actually pretty funny when I think of the visual. He's wedged up, hanging by his underpants. It is all potentially really good. She's got to get a title, and Dominic's this pathetic little weed that is immediately just thought, right, well, you're out of the way. I can't with Liv Morgan now. Class. Works for me. It's good stuff.
She can either win her title or save him from getting buried in Congreve. She doesn't even, not a second thought. Title, please, obviously. Derek Verissimo, sort of ruined by what we were talking about earlier, but Derek says...
thanks for the question.
Drew goes undrafted, free agent, still do the Summer of Drew with him wrecking people in all three brands and beyond.
Aye. Could be too much of a good thing, that.
Yeah. It just would have been nice to not know 100%, and then because WWE have got this odd thing where they'll do a bit TNA every now and then, or there'll be an indie that they could have let Drew go to for the night. There was just
ICW,
a lot of,
thing that I've just thought of here, right? In 2011, it was this weird thing where WWE kind of wore its incompetence as a badge, and it sometimes drove storylines, and well, in fact, all the authority figures were just stupid.
Yeah.
They didn't mind for whatever reason, and I hated this and said it was stupid at the time. WWE is the incompetent organization, and they made this canon. And CM Punk was allowed to articulate this sort of thing. Hence the original, completely retconned and ruined beyond recognition, Summer of Punk idea. If you're WWE, right, and it's 2024, and you are white hot as you've been in decades, why would you have one of your characters come out and say, that's a bit crap, this.
Because he's a heel.
I might move. But I still don't. It's one thing for him to say, I've been screwed over and over again.
It's your nephew.
And that nephew's son-in-law. Maybe I'll go and defend it in a ring of... It's gone Ilya Dragunov then. It's one thing for him to say, it's that bloody bloodline. Aren't they baddies?
Yeah.
To then try and put that heat on the promotion and saying, I've been mismanaged. Maybe I'll go to a better promotion. I don't think that fits Levesque's 2024 MO, or is it a good fit for this promotion. The whole idea is you can be upset with the other characters in it, but the idea, especially when Drew, even though he's a heel, is getting that, oh, what a good hater he is. Yeah. People just love the character. If that character, who they love and is quite cool right now, is saying, oh, WWE's bad, like, I think it's overstated, but, like, Dave Meltzer had a point. People started to heel on AEW when they were turning babyface, so the fans started to gravitate towards them. And then people were like, yeah, I like that character more than the entity sort of thing, you know what I mean? Mm. Like when MGF was basically quitting and stuff.
Drew's...
like, I didn't get it, but I saw the wisdom in it.
Drew's in the perfect spot right now because the new heat, realistically, is love to hate heat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody hates a heel earnestly 100% with the button. Like kids maybe, but yeah. Like, other than that, as an adult... Drew's in that perfect spot that I would say MJF was in all those years ago as well, where it's just, I cannot wait to see you and boo you and hate you and contribute to this sort of thing. So yeah, maybe you lose a bit of that if you start. And Triple H, Christ almighty, does he want like a claim? I was going to say on the nose, but everything's on the nose with him. Like he wants a claim every single way he can get at the moment. So the last thing he would write into his own show is that somebody doesn't like it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Matt Reigns says, can we have the Hey Colt Cabana, how you doing in the Drew accent, please?
Okay, one second. Hey Colt! There. Hey Colt Cabana, how you doing?
Good stuff.
Speaking of accents, Sailor Airman says, oh, would like to see Willie do more Canadian accents, eh? Although the stereotype is really just the Atlantic provinces, the rest was just sound American. I can't do Canadian.
No.
Is that you doing Canadian?
That much was clear.
Was that you doing Canadian?
I know what that's, what's Canadian? Oh, what's all that about? Eh?
Yeah, a boot.
Yeah, a boot.
I'd apologise.
Terrence and Philip. Hey, take a load off, buddy. You're not my buddy, friend.
American a boot.
Where, you know, you're
saying A, saying A at the end.
A, you know.
The, yeah.
You know, if you're Bret Hardy, it's going to sound like this.
I don't know. You do a good Bret, do a Bret.
All I'm saying is the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, he's running around backstage saying he won't do the job. Well, I'm not going to do the job either.
And I he said goes around like he's a male stripper all the time. I don't think that's very good for the family, you know? I like to think of myself as a hero. Many people are saying it.
I said to Julie, I said, it's not even Shawn, it's this asshole Triple H he hangs around with. And Julie said, you're right, Brett. And God's going to strike him down.
He's a 4 out of 10. I thought he was generous.
I just wanted to get a gym, another job, so yeah.
The big rhino.
I got Stu on the phone. He was like, yeah, it's the big rhino, Vince. Give him one more shot. Get the tag team back together. He was a big guy in Stampede. He put a good shot.
And that's Canadian.
And that's Canadian.
There you go.
Tick, tick, motherfucking tick.
Aaron Shekelwood says, good morning, lads, from beautiful West Virginia, which is nowhere near Svalbard, which we talked about in the news this morning. What main roster wrestler would you like to see have an adventure down to NXT for a bit like Baron Corbin did?
Oh. Who is wacky or who's so serious that they're a good juxtaposition?
Yeah. I want somebody to go to NXT and have an Apollo Crews run, by which I mean take on a character trait that is impossible within the realms of the real world.
Yeah.
But somehow, like Baron Corbin went down to NXT and, well, maybe it was impossible. He became incredibly likable and the friend of Bron Breakker, and it was all real.
Mm.
Apollo Crews could suddenly see the future because he's got pink eye. So I want a character that you would just not think. Like maybe Sami Zayn. He's about as real as it gets. Kevin Owens, perfect. Kevin Owens.
Oh my God, yes, that's so inspired.
He points out the failings of the WWE rules.
So Kevin when he, Owens.
Imagine his head being blown clean off. What's this college? What's this? Mafia? Are you f***ing joking? Like
Kevin
everybody
Owens.
He meets is just,
Kevin, that's perfect. Perfect. Kevin Owens hates WWE more than me. He thinks WWE is more stupid than I think it is. He would go to NXT and go, like, kill the guy. He would never let that go. It's like every week. It's like, you know, this. He killed a guy. It's Tony Dandy. He killed a guy.
I'm not joking around here, Die Jack. It's not a bit. Take those stupid sunglasses off. You're inside. Sorry. But yeah, Kevin Owens. Playing an even
he
more exaggerated.
That's such a good shout. Yeah. I mean, I'm disappointed if it doesn't happen. So thanks, but no thanks for your question. Thank you.
Raw Riddle, and then we'll draft some people from NXT to the main roster tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's play.
Okay, let's go.
The
Riddle. Had a real noggin scratcher last week. I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
A bank.
Bank.
Bank. the riddle today. Answer on the Raw review tomorrow, if I remember.
Have to listen to it then. You must listen.
What can't talk, but will reply when spoken to? I'll keep an eye on the chat.
I mean, we don't need to answer now, do we?
I know what it is, and I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
What can't talk, but will reply when spoken to? And Zhao Sexy Ass has got it right.
Congratulations, Sexy Ass.
I will note that down for tomorrow.
I think I know. It's a thinker.
It's a riddle.
That's it.
Big MGM says, I'd love to see Kevin's reaction to Ariana Grace. What do you mean you don't want to fight people? You're a wrestler. Why are you here? Yeah.
She makes him a t-shirt that says Model Owens Model.
So yes. The possibilities.
Yeah.
Truly.
They're as endless as the metaverses within NXT.
Yes.
Well, we've already seen Kiana James.
The Heritage Cup. Why are we doing a round of the commercial break? There's already a break. Just use that as the break. No?
Yeah, no.
Love it. Why are you three guys hanging out with a full-size bottle of piss?
Yes.
Deep NXT pooler.
Listen to the podcast and you'll start to get it.
Maybe. Let's be honest.
No, I don't even get it anymore.
Yeah. I never did, man.
So we've seen Kiana James move up to the main roster, mm-hmm. but who else could join her tonight on Men in Our Raw?
It's time to play the game!
Time to play the game!
Which NXT star will get drafted tonight? Which show would you like to see them on? The usual Pro Evo rules here. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I feel like I've got more emotional investment in this one.
I am scrolling through the NXT...
I don't know why, I just sense it.
The NXT roster page.
Stop.
Okay, I have 12 names in front of me.
I'll go for 11, because of the ones. You see, that's where the Bloodline got drafted, by the way. 11, the ones.
Shouldn't there be one?
No, because this is the point. Like, they played it into the story. It's like they're a bit unhinged.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
And you're not sure what you're getting. Roman Reigns lifted himself out of it.
Ah, that's so not there's bad.
Two separate one little story strands going
one,
on there.
One good thing.
Yeah. Sean Spears.
Oh, twist.
Okay.
Although he would be a good 10th pick, wouldn't he? Hey?
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay. 12 options again in front of me.
Six.
Oh.
Where's that button for this?
No!
She was protected because he's a champion.
Of course, yes.
Axiom.
Can I have both of them? Can I get his tag team championship?
Well, the tag team.
Yeah. Who's his partner again, Wilbon?
That would be one. Nighty Fraser!
When I'm cleaning windows.
I mean, it's a good draft pick, isn't it? Nathan Fraser and Axiom.
Make Raw Ray Spy.
Huh? But he'd be more suited to SmackDown because it's blue. Sonic. Raw's more of a Knuckles show. NXT is Tails.
Knuckles was a stand and deliver.
Knuckles was a stand and deliver. Knuckles was confusing Booker T. I'll twist. They're not funny enough.
Jeff Raidmaker quickly says, why is Wilborn scared of the Raw riddle?
It's a good question. Mysteries are spooky.
It's Raw, so it'll hurt, not scare you. A riddle is not spooky. You have to read it with a light or the sun. R.I.P. Von Wagner. Thank you, Jeff.
Von.
Are you twisting?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, so you
stuck with this?
Stuck with this one, yeah. See if we can get out of this. Stop.
All right, I've gone... Very similar to where I was earlier, but
all right.
Rules are rules.
One.
I think you're going to top this one, Sitch. I know they're protected, but bollocks to that.
Mm.
Obafemi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's had about 12 matches.
Well, Obafemi, well, there's people on Raw that have worked less than 12 times over the last year.
Yes.
Obafemi on Raw, please. Yes.
Okay. Siege, top that. I'm scrolling through. I'm scrolling through the NXT roster page, and you are spoilt for choice for talent here. tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 12.
Seven. Is that my lucky number?
Well, it's one half of a tag team. Tank is going to be on his own because Hank Walker could go to the main roster tonight.
I'm tempted to stick. I've always liked Tank. He's got an intensity that you cannot teach. He's got...
that every man.
Yeah, that every man quality and intensity. He's gone absolutely crazy in there on occasion.
Good backstory.
Good backstory. God damn it, I'm going to stick with Hank.
Wow.
Okay, I'll have one.
Go on, then you have one.
Since it's NXT.
I've got a squeal before.
Okay.
They went.
Stop.
1 to 4.
Ooh. 4, please.
Fantastic. I'm going to let you tell everybody.
Oh, yes. Thanks for that sweet pay increase for going to the main roster.
Yeah.
We're getting Alexa Fender on Monday Night Raw, ladies and gentlemen. Lexis King, let's go. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
I'll stick. Thank you
very
much.
He's got a SmackDown. He can work Cody, and Cody can smash his throne. Cost me a bloody fortune. That. It's got wheels on it. Or he keeps trying to smash it, and it keeps running away.
Build a story. Kind of make it up. Cody, you vouched for me in AEW, and then you deserted me, and it's like, ah, because you were rubbish, son.
Well, there we have it.
Love Lexus King on the main roster. Would earnestly really enjoy that.
Lots to look forward to on Raw tonight. Thank you to everyone who's joined us, by the way, live on YouTube. Thank you for all your comments and your donations. It really is much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Do this again soon. We'll be back tomorrow on YouTube to review Man and Hour, of course, and give you the answer to the Raw riddle. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to Michael Havlett, to Michael Sidgwick. Thanks to our producer, Adam Nicholas. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.